Hey everybody, welcome back to yet another episode of Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing, huh? You enjoying your Juneteenth, huh? I sound like, what's his name? I'm drawing a blank for some reason. You understand, huh? What's his name? I can't think of his name. Juvenile. I sound like Juvie, baby. Hey, so Juvenile was actually the first Southern rapper I got into. I really like Juvenile, and that kind of started me down this path of liking Southern rap. But anyway, I digress. As usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you for tuning in. So however you do, download it, if you streamed it, however you listen, I really appreciate it. So hey, now's the time. Tell your friend, tell your enemy, tell your coworker. Tell your friend that, you know, your friend, your All Lives Matter friend, you know, that person. Go, hey, man, check out this dude's podcast. And guess what? He doesn't believe all lives matter because they fucking don't. But tell him about the podcast. Yeah. So I really appreciate all my new listeners that I've recently gotten. If you're the parents of friends of mine, hello. I appreciate you learning how to download this on from your VCR. Then you put it on beta tape. Then you transfer it over to an 8-track. And then you listened. I really appreciate it. I know technology is very, very tough for you folks. Who am I kidding? Some of my super young friends, I'm barely younger than their parents. So I'm just busting balls over here. Yeah, so welcome. Usually up the top, what I like to do is talk about my son. And for those who don't know, we have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to talk about the different things that are going on in his life. Sometimes it's big, small. Sometimes there's really nothing going on with the boy. But he is absolutely obsessed with online gaming. And it's so cute. Because, like, he'll hop on my Xbox now. He likes to play Minecraft. He's big into the Mario Maker stuff, as I mentioned before. But now he's big into Minecraft. And he's actually playing it on survival mode. And it's funny to listen to him. He commentates these games, his sessions, as if he's on YouTube. And it's just like, hey, guys, okay, guys, this is what we're doing now, guys. And he'll play for about 15, 20 minutes, and he'll go, okay, guys, that wraps up this episode. So when we come back, we'll be doing this. And don't forget to like and subscribe. See you next time. So it's really cute, man. So his birthday is in September. And if I can, I would love to set him up with his first rig, if you will. Set him up with his own little YouTube studio, you know. Get him the camera, the chair, computer, all that kind of stuff. So that's a goal that I'm shooting for. I want him set up with so he can start making his own videos and uploading stuff. That's what he's into. So I want to go ahead and nurture that, if you will. I want to water that seed, so to speak. You know, I want to encourage him to do that for selfish reasons as well. You know, if I continue to do this comedy thing and he gets good at making videos, guess who's going to be making my videos? Miles will. So in a way, I'm almost trying to create my own little film editor here, if you will. So, and with him being up on all this technology, that means he can teach me. That way I won't fall behind as I get older and obsolete in this business of ours, this entertainment business that I'm pursuing like a fucking idiot. What am I doing with my life? But anyway, so yeah, that's what he's got going on. Oh, and the one last thing is he's really into saying dude a lot. I had to stop him a couple of times and go, hey man, I'm not your dude. I'm dad. Don't dude me. Same with his mom. He was like, dude. I was like, we're not having that. So, but he's really into it. So Hopefully it's something he sticks with. If not, that's fine. But we're gonna explore it. I'm gonna try to like I said, just nurture it and help him, you know, achieve any goals in this YouTube thing that he wants to achieve. So yeah, I'm gonna help him out and get him set up. So that's the plan over the next few months, is to slowly get the stuff in to set him up with his first little recording studio, if you will. I keep saying "if you will" as if I'm somebody, but anyway, I guess we could just jump in. I got a few topics, nothing too serious, but you know, we still have all this stuff going down. The people are still protesting, but it's, you know, COVID is back, everybody. Everybody's talking about COVID again, even though it disappeared for about a week. You know, it's back in the news, apparently. But yeah, they're tearing down a lot of these Southern Confederate statues, which, hey, that's fine. And, you know, I've listened to 1984. You know, we have to be careful about stuff that we erase. You know, that double speak stuff, or we're not, you know, we're trying to ban certain things. Like, I definitely don't think that those guys should not have a place in history. I'm definitely not saying that. But yeah, monuments to losers, man. I just don't really see the purpose of it. Now, if they want to have a Southern Confederate Civil War museum somewhere, yeah, put all that shit in there. You know, if you want to commemorate a battleground area, put all that shit in one area. We don't need statues erected around town of fucking losers, to be honest. Yeah, it's not needed. And the thing is, it's like the people that are complaining, it's just like, you don't even go into Richmond, you don't even go into town to look at the statue. You know, you don't even care, to be honest. And guess what? You can always read about that shit on your own. You can always read about it. Instead of driving 45 minutes to go look at a statue, you can read about it. So the history really isn't getting erased. You know, and if y'all want to keep it up, let's put up some slave shit then. Let's put up some slave stuff. Let's see how you feel about that. Where's our Nat Turner statue? Let a slave rebellion. I think that'd be great. You know, let's put all these, you know, it's just so weird how, like, When black people talk about slavery, these same people wanting to keep these monuments up are like, hey, that's over with, get over it, got to move on. But how was keeping the statues up moving on? Now, if you want to keep those statues up, then we get to keep talking about it then. I think that's fair. More slave stuff. That's American history, right? Let's put up more, you know, black slave memorials, and then you'll be complaining that that's keeping racism going, or it's divisive to have that up. But we're supposed to understand why you want to keep these other statues up of these fucking losers. Mr. and Mrs. I hate participation trophies, right? You know what's funny too is, like, you'll hear people say, like, well, black history is American history, so I don't even know why black history is a thing, because it's American history. So we should just get rid of Black History Month. Okay, so then why are you fighting Juneteenth, people? The people that say that will fight Juneteenth. They fight anything, any mention of black anything. But they also have the nerve to go, well, we freed you. I'm a Republican. We freed you. So you should be all for Juneteenth then. You know, since you did that, you freed us. Why you get so offended by, you know, Juneteenth and black history? Why? I'm waiting for an answer. Why is it? Why? It's because you talk out both sides of your fucking mouth. That's why. I watched, you know what, this is funny too, it's funny to me. I watched a video of of Trump's new press secretary, the blonde lady. I can't think of her name. But this is what's funny about conservative people, man. All of their arguments are in a vacuum. They will throw out any of their other logic, they throw out all of their other arguments to win the current argument that they're in, right? So, for instance, if I just mention that Thomas Jefferson was racist and a piece of shit, and all these other guys were racist and pieces of shit, they would defend those guys. Come on, man, it was a different time. That guy loved his slaves, just that and the third, blah, 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 blah. Just defending these guys tooth and nail, right? But in this news conference, they were talking about the removal of these Confederate Southern statues. And she goes, hey, what are we doing? Why are we, you know, erasing history? This isn't cool. And the thing is, where do we draw the line? And then all of a sudden, she just goes down the line. She was saying, like, what about Thomas Jefferson? What about FDR? Everybody knows Nixon was a you know, documented racist. He did racist things. This person did racist stuff. Do we get rid of these people? And it's like, see, it shows you right there. Right there. Just to win that argument, they are throwing all these people under the bus that in any other argument, they would defend them, say they weren't racist, say they were just a product of their time, a product of their environment. It doesn't mean they were a bad guy. They would try to find you all these examples of how they treated their slaves great and how, you know, like back then that really wasn't racist and that was actually really progressive. But in order to try to win that argument, here they are throwing all these dudes under the bus and finally admitting that these guys were pieces of shit. You have to love that. You gotta love it. I love seeing it. Any other time, nope. Straight up defending all that bullshit. But here we go. Right from the White House's own press secretary calling all these guys out. People that we've been saying are pieces of shit for years. And they defended it. No, they're not. This, that, and the third. And here they are. In order to try to make liberals and black people and Democrats or whatever look bad. And here they are, right from the White House, just trashing these dudes, throwing them under the bus. Gotta love it. Gotta love seeing it. You know what else I love seeing? I love seeing these articles about cops quitting because they don't feel like they're being supported. You know what? Good for you. Okay? If you're quitting because it got tough, because people aren't kissing your ass and people aren't bringing your fucking McMuffin fast enough and you're crying in your squad car, good. You wanted that job for the wrong reason. And guess what? The only people you can really blame are fucking bad cops. That's it. That's where you're getting all this heat from, because you let all your friends and your colleagues punch, handcuff people, just brutalize people, tasing people for no reason, spitting on women, punching women, killing unarmed people. Like, really, man? You shot somebody in the back over some fucking drunk shit? It's like, are you kidding me, man? Are you fucking kidding me? It's just... Just when you think about it, like I saw a video from last year in Phoenix, some pregnant mom, her boyfriend, and this little 4-year-old daughter were at the store, and apparently the little girl stole a doll. They called the police, and they're drawing down on these people over a fucking doll. You really got to just think about, like, what are you really drawing your gun for here? You know? So someone died over a stolen doll that was probably $4 or $5. It's like, get the fuck out of here, man. It's just ridiculous. You got to draw your gun over a doll. Think about the call. Think about the call. Wow, it's just, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I don't get it, man. I really feel like I've said this several times. A lot of those motherfuckers, they're out of shape. They can't fight. And they're scared. They need to have way more fitness training, way more fitness standards. They need self-defense training. They need all that shit, man. Because you get these fat motherfuckers that can't fight. And the first thing they want to do, because they're scared and they claim they want to go home and see their son that they fucking yell at because he doesn't want to play baseball yet. And they're afraid that their son is gay. You want to go home and see him? That's the son. The son deep down, you think he's a disgrace. But you want to use him to, you know. That's why you shot a drunk guy running away from you. I want to see my son. Yeah. The one you've been trashing to your friends over text messages. Now all of a sudden you give a shit. Fucking crybabies, man. Good. Get him out of there. You know what? Just leave. Because obviously you didn't want that job for the right reason. You know? And it's just like, I don't care if good cops are leaving. That's all on y'all. If you were to clean house and you held people responsible, then guess what? Those cops will stick around. It's just like with anything else. I saw in the military, you get good people that leave the military early and join the civilian workforce because they're sick of the bullshit. And who can you blame? You can't blame anybody but leadership at that location. That's what it is. You get good people that work hard. And then you reward shitheads. You have all these weird programs and stuff where people can win awards for not doing their job, for volunteering at Burger Burns and going to school while here you have actually technicians and analysts doing their job, you know. But Sergeant so-and-so, who's got a 90 on his PT test, and he also runs top 3 and he's working on his math degree. Now that guy, who really can't even do his job, he's the star. But you got the NCO that's not really worried about all that shit, but knocking everything out at work, taking care of his airmen, you know? And what do you do to that guy? You give them more work to do because fucking Airman Perfect is off doing classes and shit. Saw it in the military. Rewarding the wrong people. I think too many people have probably joined the police force because, you know what? It's a way for me to be a hero. No one will ever second guess what I'm doing, and I'm just a great person because I'm putting my life on the line. But the moment people don't want to give you a discount for coffee or a donut, or like I said before, you feel like they're taking too long making your Egg McMuffin, you want to cry, talking about no one's thanking you anymore. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. What did you get that job for? So people can suck your dick? Huh? So people can buy your ribs when you go to TGI Fridays? Is that why you joined? Is that why you took the job? So people could kiss your fucking ass and tell you how great you are? Or did you really get in there to make a difference in your neighborhood? Probably the first thing. If you're on the internet crying about how people don't thank you anymore, good. Now don't get me wrong, I don't want this country to be where cops are absolutely afraid to even go outside, because in some countries the shit happens, man, where like they know, like, I'm a cop, I'm on notice. I don't think we definitely don't need to get to that point, but cops need to know, like, you're not really in charge here. At any point in time, if we want, we could take this shit over. We're letting you keep the peace. You just can't grow around treating citizens like shit because you got a goddamn badge on. You can't. And it's been going on for too long. And frankly, people are sick of the shit. So hopefully that means in the future, people will really think twice before they get that job. Because whenever I see like some guy going up to a cop like, oh, yeah, I took the test, it's always some guy with a really shitty job that no one respects. And that's what he's looking for. He or she, they're looking for power and they're looking for respect from people. They want to be able to walk around with a gun and have people scared of them. They want people patting them on the back. They want people treating them like a goddamn hero. It's not, that's not a reason to want to do that job, man. You have to care about people. You have to really realize, like, you know what? I'm willing to actually put my life on the line to make my community better. That's why I fuck with Jocko Willink, man, the ex-Navy SEAL who's, like, killing it right now. He's got books, he's companies, all this kind of stuff. And he says he gets a lot of, parents of guys that go to Ivy League schools, and they're, like, you know, lacrosse players, swimmers, rowers, and they want to be a Navy SEAL. You know, so they always, he said they'll contact him, you know, looking for any mentorship or advice and everything. And I get it, man. Being a SEAL looks dope, you know. People think you're one of the baddest men on the planet, and it's very true. But it's more than that. And that's what Jocko tells them, man. He says one of the first things I tell these people, like, are you willing to kill somebody or be killed? Because if you become a SEAL, you're probably going to, one, get killed, or you're more than likely going to kill people. So if you're not willing to do that, don't even think about signing up. People think it's all fun and games, man, because you see these guys, after they done their stint with the Navy, they get out, they get all these Instagram followers, they got these consulting companies. People think they're badass. But a lot of these motherfuckers have lost friends with kids and families. A lot of these dudes can't sleep at night, man, because they've killed so many people. They've seen their friends get their heads shot off. They've shot other people's heads off. They've probably seen kids get killed. But no, people think about, like, oh, shit, I'm going to be Jack, bro. I'll get tattoos. People think I'm badass. I'll have all these guns and cool pictures. That's a real fucking job, man. And it's hard. That's why he asked, are you willing to kill or be killed? Because there's a good chance it's going to happen. Can you pull the trigger on another human being? It's just not about being a fucking badass with a trident, man. Same with a cop. Are you really willing to put your life on the line to help somebody? Or, hey, man, do you want to wear a badge and have people fucking pat you on the back when you stop at a gas station or a McDonald's to get a coffee? Huh? That's not why you fucking do that job. And that's all I have to say about that. There's a show. Oh, you know what? Before I get out of here, what am I thinking? Happy Juneteenth, everybody. You know what? I'm going to start celebrating that shit more heavier. I've been bullshitting, man. All right? I've been under this thumb of the government for 2 decades, and I'm realizing it's no longer there. I'm sick of sitting back, being quiet about shit, not making waves, making sure I don't fuck up my clearance. So Black Lives Matter. Also, Black Trans Lives Matter. Happy Pride Month. Fuck everybody else. If you don't want to get on board with everybody being equal, you can kiss my ass. I don't care how long I've known you. If you can't get on board with that, or you can't even say Black Lives Matter, and you call yourself a friend of mine, you can go get fucked. Peace.